Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and we have lots of guests today from two different plays. I'm going to introduce each play separately, and then we'll do a little talk about how they differ. We have Mike Tucker and Elizabeth Hansen here from Valley Performing Arts with on their play, which opens tonight, A Bad Year for Tomatoes. And tell me a little bit about it.
Okay, the play is a comedy directed by Kevin Cochran, who is one of our local dentists. And it is, I would call it a spoof. It's quite funny. There's a lot of sight gags. The script has a lot of repetitious language, which gets funny toward the end. It's about an actress who decides she's going to retire and write her autobiography. And she moves far from the West Coast. She goes to a little northeastern hamlet called Beaver Haven to do this. And at that point, she discovers very quickly, like the first day, that she has a lot of neighbors who are quite interested in her arrival and proceed to start dropping in on her. And that lends itself to a lot of comic situations. One is the character I play, Willa Mae Wilcox, who is, I would classify as a eccentric fortune teller type, and then she is helped to she moves in with the help of her agent, Tom Lamont, whose Mike is here. He plays that character, and there's a little love interest going on there. But she's determined that she's going to do this autobiography thing, and it kind of all develops from there.
Wow, it sounds very funny, actually. I love the format with the showbiz thing, with the regular civilians who are fascinated by it, and the whole thing with the doing her memoirs.
The civilians, I would have to say, are anything but regular.
Yeah, it's a kind of quirky small town. Yeah, no, it sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other play is opening tonight at Cyrano's, Time Immemorial. I guess are Allison Ward and Princess Lukai, who are here to tell us about their play. What would you like to say about it?
Allison Warden. Hi. Yes. Time Immemorial was written by Jack Dalton and myself, and we're also the only two actors in the play. We were given a grant for statehood from the Alaska Humanities Forum, and when Jack and I were approached about statehood, we thought, well, in the overall history of Alaska Natives who have been here since time immemorial, it's just a small little piece. So we took a scene from each of the significant moments in our history. So we have one for pre-contact, missionaries, Great Death, ANCSCA, Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, global warming, ANWR, and so forth. So we have eight scenes. And Jack and I play two characters who keep getting reborn and find each other in different relationships, which is a Native concept. We give a name to a baby, and so in one scene Jack plays a sister and we're sisters, in another we're brothers, in another we're elder and child, and we just explore the issues, a lot of our issues. There's a lot of comedy in there, and it's also very intense.
So we have entirely different comedies. The difference between these plays is astonishing, and yet they're both comedies.
Well, we have some pretty intense dramatic moments, and this is different from any Native theater that you've probably ever seen, because we put all of our issues pretty much out, well, not all of them, but a lot of them are out there. Some of our deeper things about adoption and some of our deeper issues that we know when we're familiar with, we're showing to the rest of the world. So it's kind of a risky, but we use humor throughout.
Yeah, the Jack was adopted. I remember his first wonderful play at Cyrano's a few years back.
Born in Both Worlds. What was it?
Something like that. It was excellent.
Jack Dalton.
My heart runs in two different directions at
that
once.
Was it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that was the sentiment anyway. The thing that strikes me about these plays is one has a cyclical version of time where there's an eternal return.
Yes.
And it's circular. And the other one is a linear narrative, which, beginning, middle, and end, just like one story as opposed to a cycle of stories. series, kind of a thing. Now, Princess Lukai, you are the director mm-hmm. of Time Immemorial. Mm-hmm. What was it like doing this, dealing with this new material? When the material came to you in its kind of unformed structure, how did you kind of said, oh, let's kind of assign this to this character? You know, you're a collaborator in the show here since it's a premiere. What was that process like?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that Alice and I have known each other for a very long time. We actually met on a play in Fairbanks when we were about 15. We worked together over the summertime doing a play called The Athabascan Experience. And now I feel like I'm a part of the Inupiaq experience. But, you know, Allison and Jack, I think, were really brave in the writing of this. And they're amazing collaborators. And when she called me up to come do this play, I just jumped at the opportunity to work with her and Jack. And I think that they've done an excellent job of really taking some of these issues, but really grounding it in the human experience. And in narrative form, they've really allowed it to just kind of sink in and make sense for us, because they are kind of complex issues. Angstka is a very mm-hmm. complex issue.
Very.
But yet they managed to kind of contextualize it and have it make sense through these characters. And Allison plays a young man to an old woman, and Jack, you know, plays a sister, and they do an amazing job. And I feel like they are really, they do an excellent job at capturing our native humor.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like such an interesting concept. I can't wait to see it.
And Mike, tell me about your character.
Well, my character's basically the straight guy in the play. I play Marlowe's agent, and we have a romantic involvement in it together. And I'm the one that's trying to get her away from Beaver Haven because I want her next to me on the West Coast. So our characters are pretty much going back and forth at each other, her wanting to grow tomatoes and me wanting her to still act. So I'm trying to convince her that, hey, this isn't the place for you. And when the other characters come in, it gets very, very funny. And Elizabeth's character is hilarious. And
the fortune teller.
Yes, yes,
We have
yes.
a fortune teller in our play.
Oh, wow.
I knew we'd find a friend. We have a fortune-telling moment in our play.
Before we discuss the fortune-telling, let me interrupt to say, for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests. Mike Tucker, Elizabeth Hansen, Allison Warden, and Princess Lukai from two different plays, one at Cyrano's, Time Immemorial, and one at VPA, Bad Year for Tomatoes.
Now back to the fortune-teller. Which is your role, Elizabeth?
Yeah, it is.
Are you like a gypsy fortune teller? Do you wear like old bandanas and have bangles?
I have to say that my daughter thought my outfit, she came last night to rehearsal, was pretty hysterical. Half of it is from my closet, but I don't usually wear it in the combinations that
all
I wear.
All at once, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
All at once with lots of jewelry and stuff like that, yeah. But, you know, what's fun, I'm a school psychologist by profession, and what's fun about this role is I get to play someone who is kind of on the edge, emotionally labile. All my school psychologist friends out there will know what I'm talking about.
Flexible.
Yeah, flexible, changing quickly, mercurial, yes. Mm. And so it's really kind of a fun character to be able to play. Now, I don't know about the other plays, Fortune Teller, but we do run at the same time. I wish I could see that play.
I know. I wish I could see yours yeah. also. We'll be thinking of each other from a distance.
There we go.
Do you have a crystal ball? Because I have a crystal ball that I could actually tell. In the scene that I'm talking about, we actually predict the future of one of our Alaska Native leaders, you know, during the Angska time. So it's a fun scene. And I get to wear a wig. And I'm a hippie, or look so-called hippie, looking like a hippie. So it's a lot of fun to play that kind of a character. It's one of my favorite scenes.
And what do you see for the future?
Well, you'll have to come and find out.
Wow.
If you're an Alaska Native leader, you really need to come, because we're really curious what you think.
I have a really technical question in a play like this. What do you do about costuming as you change characters?
Well, we have a really great Layla Williams is a Aleut costume designer. We have pretty simple costumes. Mm-hmm. We have one outer piece that we take off and on for a couple of scenes, mm-hmm. but for the most, it's the same basic costume. Jack and I both get to don a wig at different points. So there's that little, he gets to play he's a brilliant female actress in one part of the thing. So, but for the most part, it's pretty much the same costumes.
And in your show there, who else is in the show? How many people are in it altogether?
There's seven of us with the cast.
And it's two acts? With an intermission?
Yes. There's two acts with an intermission. Tammy Shelton plays Myra Marlowe, the lead character, does a fantastic job.
And is that based on like Elaine Stritch or like who is it? Is it like Betty Davis from All About Eve or something? Is she like a flamboyant ego beast, over the top kind of show business?
She is more of a down to earth person who is just fed up with all the characters she had to play in these quirky TV dramas. So she's ready to get away.
So she's not a diva?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, she's not a diva. She's ready to get out of the superficial world of acting and get down to real people in a real place, but I don't think she's prepared for the real people she runs into.
Wow. And I'd like to just put in a plug here. Valley Performing Arts is run by volunteers, and I know it's fundraising this week for KSKA, and I've been a supporter for 20 years of KSKA. And I want to challenge all the school psychologists out there, my friends, to both contribute to KSKA and come to our play and go to the other one, too.
Yeah, speaking of which, I'd like to mention the sponsors of our play. It's First National Bank of Alaska, Combs Insurance, Lead Dog, and Make a Scene. And they're a very instrumental part of us being able to put on these performances for the Valley and Anchorage areas.
Well, this is about all we have time for. I want to thank you very much for your challenge. I hope it gets picked up by every school psychologist who hasn't already donated. And I wish you all the best of luck, and I'm now going to repeat all your names and explain everything once again. Mike Tucker and Elizabeth Hansen, here from VPA's Bad Year for Tomatoes, and Allison Warden and Princess Lukai from Cyrano's Time Immemorial. Thanks very much
for
coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. Anchorage Community Theater presents Dial M for Murder, which opens tonight, which is Friday, April 10th. The show runs through May the 10th. It runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. with a Sunday matinee show at 3 p.m. For tickets, call 868-4913, or you can go to www.actalaska.org.
And another opening tonight, Valley Performing Arts presents A Bad Year for Tomatoes at the Macatents Theater in Wasilla. This show runs Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. through April 26th. For tickets, call 373-0195, or you can go to www.valleyperformingarts.org.
And Cyrano's presents a world premiere, Time Immemorial, which opens tonight as well. This play is by Allison Warden and Jack Dalton. It's an original work, and it opens tonight, and it runs Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. through April the 26th. For tickets, you can go to 263 Arts or centertix.net or call Cyrano's at 274-2599. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, talk to our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next week, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA. And be sure and donate if you haven't already.